Sometimes fiction is stranger than truth. Now, that seems to have happened with a game you wanted to hear again. It's from August of 2008 with panelists Roxanne Roberts, Charlie Pierce, Paula Poundstone, and guest judge and scorekeeper Corey Flintoff.
Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey there, Peter.
Hey, who's this?
This is Jim Stotts from Conroe, Texas.
Conroe, Texas. Where the heck is that?
That is one county north of Houston.
Can you smell Houston from there?
Unfortunately, sometimes, yeah. There's a prevailing southerly breeze here.
That's great. Well, that's nice, though. A little whiff of Houston in the morning. Well, welcome to the show, Jim. Now, you are going to play the game in which your job is to tell truth from fiction. Corey, what is Jim's topic?
If I find Andrew Weil, I'm going to rip out his beard one hair at a time.
Ow. So everybody is constantly offering us advice on how to live more healthily. Let's be honest, a lot of this stuff will not help at all. In fact, some of it is downright bad for you. Our panelists are going to tell you about three stories that clearly illustrate the unexpected dangers of healthy living. We found it in this week's news. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'll give it a try.
All right. First up, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
British celebrity chef Anthony Worrell Thompson had a fantastic recommendation. Henbane, he said in August's Healthy and Organic Living magazine, is, quote, great in salad. Really yummy. Unfortunately, henbane, an old Anglo-Saxon term meaning killer of hens, happens to be a very toxic weed that causes hallucinations, drowsiness, seizures, and possibly even death. Thompson meant, of course, to say fat hen, a safe wild herb used for tea and salads. He told the BBC the mix-up was, quote, embarrassing, but one of those genuine mistakes. No reports of any casualties yet, but the magazine has posted a warning on its website. As always, check with an expert when foraging or collecting wild plants.
A lovely organic gathered salad that could kill you. Your next story of an unintended consequence of healthy living comes from Charlie Pierce.
The Broadway Pilates studio in Delafield, Wisconsin was forced to destroy all its apparatus this week when students found themselves afflicted with a rash on the palms of their hands. Studio director Wendy Bendofsky mixed up a batch of moss-based organic cleanser from an old Native American regime, only to find that it reacted virulently with the material in the equipment causing the rash. Now all students have to wash their hands thoroughly under the supervision of the studio staff after each session, prompting Bendofsky to joke that the studio will change its name to Pontius Pilates.
Poisoned Pilates equipment in Wisconsin. Your last story of bad juju from too much tofu comes from Paula Poundstone.
Just say no to tea tree oil. Keith Richards was among the passengers on American Flight 72 from Boston Logan Airport to London Heathrow, who got an unexpected free high despite the airline's recent cutback on perks. When she woke with a bit of congestion that morning, flight attendant Andrea Brandt applied Vicks VapoRub to her chest. Once at the airport, Ms. Brandt topped the VapoRub with tea tree oil, an herbal healing agent. This, investigators found, created an intoxicating aroma. Soon after takeoff, the fumes began to affect the passengers. It was a bit like heroin, really. It was slow and then bam, said Keith Richards. Pilot Jasper Byrne, secure within the cockpit, remained unaffected, but suspected something odd when strains of Beast of Burden reached him through the cockpit door. They were all singing. All I could think was, how am I going to get these buggers to put their seat backs forward, said Byrne. It was a bit like a hit of ecstasy, said Keith Richards. A jubilant group of 10 from business class donned their flotation devices and formed a conga line, chanting, cut the engines over the Atlantic. It was more sort of like a bit of Quaalude with a vodka chaser, kind of how the top of your head comes off, said Keith Richards. The flight landed safely at Heathrow. Really hard to come down, said Richards.
No, Paula, go on.
All right.
Was my story a little long?
It was, but worth every second, Paul. Yeah. It was fabulous. Jim, let me review your choices for you. From Roxanne Roberts, a story about how a chef in a healthy living magazine recommended that the readers poison themselves with ingredients for an organic salad. From Charlie Pierce, how a Pilates studio became a toxic waste dump through the use of an organic cleanser. Or from Paula Poundstone, the story of how a flight attendant's experiments with VapoRub and tea tree oil ended up pretty much sending the passengers on a trip they had not expected. Which of these is the real story in the news this week?
Wow, that Keith Richards is just a never-ending source of amusement.
Isn't he, though?
Yeah, but I'm going to choose answer A because the phrase that was used in that one, genuine mistake.
Genuine
British mistake. Accent sounds the most genuine.
All right, so you're going to choose Roxanne's story about the poisonous herb being recommended for use in salads. Well, we spoke to an authority in this area to bring you the truth.
We would never consider using henbane on a menu at Alinea. It's fatal. Perhaps something like eye of newt.
That was Grant Akitz, who is the chef and owner of the award-winning restaurant Alinea right here in Chicago, who is explaining why he would do a lot of things, but he wouldn't put henbane in his salads because it's bad for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jim, you picked the right answer. Roxanne was telling the truth. You earned a point for Roxanne, which I know is your greatest pleasure in this life. And you've won our game. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives on the web at hewlett.org. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug in a Hammock Berman Benevolent Overlord. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our CFO is Andy Ann. Our intern is Stephen Tathias. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dalarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Liedemann composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover, Miles Dernboss, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our production coordinator is Robert Approbation Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Thanks to Carl Castle and to all our panelists and our fabulous guests you heard today. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal, and we will see you all next week. This is NPR.